Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Yvan Delaplace, I'm Investment Specialist at UBP, and today we are discussing the performance and positioning of UBAM Europe Small Cap Equity, especially the following three key takeaways. UBAM Europe Small Cap Equity has delivered a strong performance since the beginning of the pandemic. The future looks equally bright. Assets under management have been growing steadily, reaching 100 million euro at the end of May. Let's start with the strong performance since the beginning of the pandemic. The performance since 1st January 2020 versus the benchmark has been 31.4% for UBAM European Small Cap, the ISC class in euro, net of fees, and 21.4% for the MSCI Europe Small Cap and R in euro. It is interesting to look at the investment philosophy behind the results. Our edge over the competition lies in investing in sustainable quality growth business models that are well financed, are well managed, have a competitive advantage and high or improving returns, have exposure to growing end markets, and finally, implement strong ESG standards and ambitious sustainability strategies. Since the 1st January 2020, the numbers have been in step with the investment philosophy. Compared with the MSCI Europe Small Cap NR Euro, the fund has demonstrated higher returns and sharp ratios for a similar level of risk. More interestingly, the fund has been outperforming in all market configurations, losing less in down markets and outperforming in up markets. In 2021, the fund returned 13.94%. This is a strong number in absolute terms, but a slight underperformance versus the benchmark, which delivered 16.09%. Taking into account the strong style rotation from value to growth, this performance appears to be pretty solid. Portfolio management actions at stock and sector levels have helped cushion the impact of this move. We took the decision to reduce exposure to some of the COVID-19 winners, such as healthcare, tech and gaming in Q4 2020 and early Q1 2021, as well as to reweight into existing holdings of more economically sensitive stocks and add new holdings of quality value names and companies that stand to benefit from improving macro trends. The future looks bright. It is interesting to note that some of the new additions are exciting recovery plays in their own right, but that they also have attractive sustainability credentials. National Express stands to benefit from increased use of buses and coaches as work and travel restrictions are lifted. CAF. Railway tenders that were postponed in 2020 are being reactivated, providing a very interesting pipeline. Rail and low-emission buses tend to benefit as part of the EU's Green Deal. SALMAR. A recovery of the food service channel will benefit SALMAR, which is also one of the most innovative Norwegian fish farmers. Please note that these three stocks should not be considered as recommended for purchase or sale. To conclude, we will see that overall, the fund has returned strong numbers compared with the competition over a range of periods. Effectively, over 1 and 3 years, the fund has been outperforming its peers and is in the second quartile of its peer group, as at the end of May. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com. Thank you.